This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, what happened while I was gone? Well, Elijah Cummings, dead at the age of 68. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. Elijah Cummings, dead at the age of 68 years old. Dude looked like he was 86. Looked like he was Spawn of the Predator. Oh, I know. He lived a difficult life. And we should let it all go. By the way, he lived a difficult life as a sellout. And now we're supposed to just go, oh, well, he was such a good guy. Because when people die, we need to erase all the bad things that they've done and just remember the good that they've done. I agree with that for the most part. Unless you were a sellout, scapegoat, scoundrel of a leftist who did everything you could to hurt the very people that you claim you wanted to help. Yeah, in his death, we should remember that he was a civil rights icon. That's right. Reminds me of the preacher who's got to tell everybody that the dope dealer, the neighborhood thug, the guy who was a known rapist or whatever, he's got to eulogize this man. Remember, scoundrels need eulogies too. Now, the Democrats are going to turn it into the second coming of Aretha Franklin. And let us remember all the good things that Elijah Cummings did for Baltimore. Well, let me tell you what Elijah Cummings did for Baltimore. He made it into a third world crap hole. Now, that being said, I'm sure there are people who are going to miss Elijah Cummings. Congratulations to them. I'm sure they feel so bad that Elijah Cummings has passed away. Was it unexpected? I don't know. I tweeted out, hey, Bernie, maybe God and Elijah Cummings are trying to tell you something. Maybe you need to get out of the race. I remember Hillary Clinton almost died during the 2016 election. She didn't want to admit it, but she had one foot on a grave and another on a banana peel. Allow me to eulogize Elijah Cummings by saying, let me get some choir help. Well, the white folks, they don't understand what I'm talking about. Look. Here's the thing about Elijah Cummings. If you want me to give you a eulogy for him, he's like all the other black Congress people in the members of the Congressional Black Circus, the clowns. Most of them have stayed far too long. In fact, the moment Elijah Cummings died, you can bet there were black folks going, who's going to inherit the throne of Baltimore? Who gets to be Lord of Baltimore, God of Baltimore black people? That's what was happening when Elijah Cummings died. And then the Democrats got to get the spin. In fact, it wouldn't shock me at all to see headlines that said President Trump killed Elijah Cummings. Couldn't stand him and had him killed. Hey, Maxine Waters, I don't have the exact knowledge from the Grim Reaper, but I would venture to tell you he's looking around at you, too. Well, here's the thing. We're all going to meet him, right? There's going to be somebody one day, and I'm using my finger quotes, eulogizing me, talking about, you know, all the good things I've done, or who knows, right? I mean, I think I've lived a good life. I've certainly lived a better life than Elijah Cummings, and I'm not comparing anybody's walk with God or walk with goodness or greatness, you know, but I'm saying I know what he's done to black folks, a dude who should know better, and I know what he's tried to do to white folks, trying to make people feel guilty about their birthright, about the color of their skin. You would think that a civil rights icon would know better than to do something like that. Not Elijah Cummings. So, something to take the Democrats' mind off of the real issues of the day, like the coming of the report from Barr and John Durham. I tweeted to a buddy of mine, I said, boy, the Democrats better put on some Marvin Gaye, because Donald Trump, A.G. Barr, and John Durham about to get up in that butter. They about to get some. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Look, I feel when anybody dies, I feel sadness for the people that do care about them. Elijah Cummings, believe it or not, scoundrel that he was, Democrat that he is, he had people who cared about him. Children, maybe, grandchildren, people that he's helped in whatever way, probably helped get your money. But there are people that care about him. When the worst guy on the planet dies, there's somebody crying. Somebody, he could be an African dictator that has murdered millions. When Hitler died, there were some people that were crying about it. They were upset about it. They had invested in him. I'm not comparing Elijah Cummings to Hitler, by the way. I'm just explaining that it doesn't matter who dies, that maybe the rest of the world could have hated Hitler. But there are people that cared. People that mourned. And I always feel sorry for the people that have a different view of the person who died than I do, because it's difficult for me to find that emotion. Let me put it another way. If I went to Elijah Cummings' funeral, I wouldn't shed a tear. Now, I'm a big crybaby at funerals. I've cried at the funerals of people that I don't know. I've gone with friends. And they'll go, Kevin, can you come, for whatever reason, like you're trying to comfort another person. And I don't have an ounce of crying. I mean, in that case, I cry. And I don't even know them. But I feel for the family. In the case of Elijah Cummings, I can tell you right now, I won't shed a tear. I shed a tear, not a real tear, but like I had a welled up emotion when I heard James Ingram died. He's a singer. The guy is saying, just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? That dude. Because I remember growing up with his music, and I shed a tear. Maurice White died. Arthur Ashe died. I cried like a baby. I don't have an ounce of sympathy for Elijah Cummings. And the very simple reason, he was a destroyer of America. No matter what he tries to front, no matter what people tell you, he was a destroyer of America. And that's when I get my warrior skin on. And I don't have an ounce of sympathy. And they're going to be people, oh, Kevin, you got to let it go. No, you know what? Screw y'all. Screw them. I don't really care. I ain't letting it go. This is a dude who's tried to ruin black culture, tried to ruin American culture. And you want me to let it go? Well, some of you do. I know how you are because you're sympathetic, you bunch of babies. Well, I'm not. I see him for what he is. I'm not going to dwell on it, but I want you to know how I feel for reals. We'll be back. I'm so glad you're with me today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats debated again. And my question to you is, did you learn anything? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Warren is the new front runner, is what I learned from it. Not because of the debate, the outcome or anything, but that's what I've learned. I learned she's the new front runner. Yeah, it's a great news for, it's great, very great news for Donald Trump. Biden promised not to pardon Donald Trump if he's elected. And I call Biden dead man walking. Dead man walking. Kamala Harris called President Dude. I guess she feels like that's going to help her with the black vote, right? She said Trump confessed to impeachable offenses. And I say to Kamala Harris and everybody else that's out there, if that's the case, then impeach him. 844-551-8255. It's funny, though. She says he's already confessed to impeachable defenses. Donald Trump keeps doubling down, tripling, quadrupling. I don't know how many times you can put down on something like impeachment and daring somebody to do something and they not do it. Pelosi said, I'm not going to call a vote. This is the woman who said, let's begin the process after being dragged into the fight. Let's begin the process. Adam Schiff is doing things behind closed doors like that's going to be constitutionally relevant. And then tells America, I don't need to tell you what I'm doing. I'm King Kong up in here. So what? I'm a liar and a leftist Democrat scoundrel, which is what most Democrats are, by the way. So what? So you got all this brewing. Yeah. Democrats debating. Before I even get to Pelosi and impeachment, what about Beto? He's going to take away the tax-exempt status from historically black colleges and universities and mosques. Be still my heart, Beto. He's quit. I want you to understand what he's doing. He stopped betting on the Democrats, and he's trying to lure moderates and conservatives over by saying he's not going to finance HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, because he knows they're nothing more than dens of Democratic voters, and mosque, because he wants to appeal to the common sense among us that say, wait a minute, these mosques aren't setting up as independent. You know, these mosques are not churches. They're community centers that are breeding evil. I mean, where did this guy come from? That is a huge departure from anything Beto said. But here's what was funny. After the debates, articles appeared about Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, the guy who went from being worth $4 billion to over $40 billion while serving as the mayor of New York. While he had a full-time job, he put a zero in front of his net worth. Anyway, Mr. You cannot have more than 16 ounces in a soda because we're going to call it a sugar tax and we're going to tax you, fatty. There was a headline, could Bloomberg be lurking in the shadows? Lurking in the shadows for what, you say? To run for president. Bloomberg. Funny, folks, Democrats still want the great white hope. Yeah. Guy wrote this, Joe Biden became the invisible man during Tuesday's Democratic primary debate, fading into the background as other presidential hopefuls and moderators forced much of their time on the new top polling candidate, Elizabeth Warren. She's the new top candidate now. An hour and a half into the debate, Biden had spoken for 8.5 minutes, trailing Warren's 12 minutes of speaking time. He spent some of the time addressing the business dealings of his son, Hunter, who served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. You know the story on Hunter, the crackhead. Hunter, the crackhead, got a good gig, and Joe, Papa Joe, helped him do it. By the way, let me take this time to issue my own little pat on the back and say to you folks, what did I tell you about Joe Biden? Did I tell you that Joe Biden had no chance of being the Democrats' candidate for president? Did I not mention this to you? I'm just curious. Then he said in his horrible British accent. Did I not tell people this? Are you starting to believe me when I tell you I'm observing life, observing the Democrats will give you more insight than anything you're going to hear in the news? There was a point in the news where Joe Biden was sitting his little bony, white, crooked buttocks in the White House. Excuse me. Everybody, he was a foregone conclusion. He had skipped over his time and gave it up to Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden was vice president. He gave his slot to become president at a time and an age when he couldn't do it. He gave it to Hillary because it was her turn. She'd earned it. And Joe was a good old Democrat scoundrel boy. You know, what? Took one for the team, as it were. Made the comment that he could have won the beating Donald Trump. Let me tell you something about what I told you. Not only can a two-time loser at the time not beat Donald Trump, he couldn't even beat the people that he needed to get to Donald Trump. I told you this. Said it wasn't going to happen. Previous debates, they say, centered on the front runner's policy positions, and rivals went on attack against him. In the June debate round, California Kamala Harris dug into Biden for working with segregationists and on and on. On Tuesday, Warren was the new target, with many candidates attacking her for failing to directly answer questions of whether her plan would raise taxes on the middle class. So guess what? Elizabeth Warren has been declared the new front runner. Joe Biden will fade into the woodwork. I said to you, Joe Biden, this is what I'm predicting, Joe Biden will take a medical pass. He will say, on the advice of my doctors and, you know, talking with family, I'm going to withdraw from the presidential race. And then he's going to give up whatever little clout that remains and claim that he's going to help the next candidate to go on to defeat Donald Trump. So he's going to take his proxy and he's going to give it to somebody else. So let me tell you, if Joe doesn't do it quick, he ain't going to have enough proxy left. He's not going to have any influence. Dude has been dipping, dropping. FEC reports show Biden's not outraising anybody. You want to know something? I'll tell you something. That crazy terrorist in Minnesota, Omar, she's raising more money than Joe Biden. That crazy little eco-terrorist up in New York, AOC, she's raising more money than Joe Biden raises. Joe Biden hasn't raised, he hasn't gotten any grassroots effort that want to get him elected. And people are talking about, they want to get Joe Biden's black vote. Joe Biden doesn't have a black vote. I'll tell you guys about a project that we're doing. We are working to educate black people about what's happening in the criminal justice system to them. It's not partisan whatsoever, but we are working to help black folks understand that many of the things that are being done in this country do not favor blacks, and we will bring the most black votes to the Republican Party than any other single group in 2020.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with his cabinet at the White House. The president was asked about the ceasefire in Syria.
We never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives. Remember this, when Iraq was fighting the Kurds, everybody thought we were going to fight with the Kurds. I said, well, it's a little strange that we're fighting with the Kurds when we just spent $4 trillion on Iraq, and now we're going to be fighting Iraq. So what I did is I said, we're not going to take a position. Let them fight themselves. I thought the Kurds would do very well. Everyone said, oh, the Kurds will do very well. Well, Iraq moved in and the Kurds left.
Thousands of people in North Texas are still without power as tornadoes came through the area late Sunday night. Schools are also shut down in parts of Dallas and Garland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You talked to the former vice president for the debate, so let me ask you this. What grade did he give himself last night?
He gave himself an A.
I believe Vladimir Putin. I don't believe our intelligence. Thirdly, why in God's name should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market on the 17th? The fact that George Washington worried on the first time
I got votes for that bill
diminishes exponentially. I'm the only one that got moved to make sure that we could not. I'm feeling awfully good about last night's debate.
That's one you got to see the video, but it showed all of the flubs and the misspeaks and the crazy thoughts and the bouncing of ideas of Joe Biden. I'm telling you, it was like watching Mueller again during the testimony. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. I said earlier, Joe Biden is kaput. I've been saying this for months. In case you missed it, the proceedings, or whatever you want to call it, former vice president, former presumptive next president of the United States, Joe Biden, officially quit the race. Unofficially quit the race. But he kind of officially did. Creepy Joe looked like a wounded duck. And he acted like a jaguar backed in a corner, but he was like with the duck bill. You know what I mean? He looked horrible. Why did the Democrats, I keep coming back to this, why would the Democrats choose a two-time loser and a man who never made it more than a month in Democratic primaries in the past? Let me give you the answer. Democrats are losers. I'm going to be at a walkaway movement a little later this month. In fact, this week I will be there, and I'm doing an event on a college campus, but I'll be at a walkaway movement, and I'm telling you, Democrats have gotten it. They're waking up. You can't pick losers. Let me tell you what the Republicans did in 2016. We stopped picking losers. We stopped plucking from the, okay, we got the losers. It was two groups of people, and there's losers and losers. Losers with D's behind their name and losers with R's. And what the Republicans did was say, wait a minute, we've been losing a long time. We've got the same people. We put what should have been, if we're going to, in terms of losers, we put the best loser we could ever pick in 2012. There is no better presidential-bearing, record-having person than Mitt freaking Romney. And you know what happened to us? We lost. We gave the Republicans, the conservative movement, the Americans, all of us, we gave him the guy who looks presidential. Mitt Romney is a very handsome guy, and he's up there, and he doesn't say the wrong things, right? We did everything we could. He had one heck of a pedigree. The dude's been married to the same woman for over 40 years. He's got no real scandal. The biggest scandal that the Democrats could come up with Romney was he was rich, and he fell for it.
I apologize for being rich. Oh, and you 47%,
and he didn't know how to fight. We had the best. We had the choicest loser on the planet. You couldn't pick a better loser than we picked in 2012. And I will tell you this. This black man that you are listening to on the radio, I fell for it. I said, what are you going to do with Mitt Romney? How are you going to beat him, Democrats? Mr. Sheet So Clean preaches bring their laundry to Romney to wash. You know what I mean? When you want to clean up, Romney's the dude. There was nothing wrong with Mitt Romney in terms of what his appeal, what his look was, right? And we picked him. We picked that rhino, and he lost. And here is what I would say to the Democrats. You would have gotten a stellar Democrat if Romney had won. Much better than Obama. You could have continued your ruse for decades. But you know what we did in 2016? We decided if we can't get the top loser on the planet elected, we're going to pick us a winner. And that's what we did. And the Democrats are so mad because they have done nothing but choose losers. Now they got a female, another potential female candidate is going to run against Donald Trump, right? Let's just call her Donald Trump Roadkill version 2.0. Speaking of roadkill, California passed a law that says you can eat roadkill. And I was thinking, the carcass of Hillary Clinton is still out there if somebody wants to go get it. But it's still there. I don't know how fresh the meat is, but you can go check that out. And y'all think I'm kidding. I'm not. The roadkill has been legalized in California. Before I get back to Elizabeth Warren, let me just tell you what. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill legalizing it for you to get to cook and eat roadkill. The roadkill bill, Senate Bill 395, goes into effect in 2022. Don't eat your roadkill before 2022. And I don't know how fresh Elizabeth Warren will be by then, but she will be on the roadkill, okay? But it will allow people to get this. Salvage and eat animals they unintentionally kill or find on the road. Now, here's what's funny to me. They got to pass a law so you can eat an animal that has been accidentally killed? That makes no sense. If you accidentally hit a deer, with the cost that it's going to be to fix your vehicle, you should get the deer. There should not need no law to tell you that. Who's going to run into, don't misunderstand me. I know there's some people that will trick out a truck so they can go run down a moose. But the average person isn't trying to do that. And for the record, I know of people that eat roadkill. You got to eat it fresh. But if they find it, like, why am I going to go to the supermarket when it's laying right here? I know it sounds gross to the civilized among us, but people in the country, they don't let things go to waste. People in Alaska, something gets in on the road, as cold as it is up there, it's good. It could probably thaw out for the winter and still be good. Just a big old refrigerator. But anyway, yeah, they passed the roadkill law. It says, when you look into the statistics, the number of injuries and accidents and fatalities, it's about time, says Senator Bob Archuleta, Democrat Rico Rivera said, if we can save one life and save one animal, I think we've done the right thing here. It's funny. They're trying to tell you, okay, it's okay to eat something that you already know you should eat. You should salvage it. I mean, I'm not, and by the way, there are people that will salvage possums, raccoons, squirrels, you name it. But these guys have to tell you that it's okay, and they act as if they've done something so magnanimous for mankind. If we could just save one person and one animal. Roadkill. Well, I give you roadkill. I give you Elizabeth Warren, who's going to get her butt kicked. And here's what I will tell you about Warren. I'm not convinced they want her. I mentioned in the segment before that the minute this debate had ended, I saw an article titled, "Is Bloomberg Waiting in the Wings?" The article discussed the demise of Joe Biden and pretty much skipped over Warren as a significant candidate. Now, understand this. The majority of Democrats still hope that Michelle Obama or Oprah will enter the race. They do. And trust me, neither one of them will. There are people out there, Kevin, what is it? Oprah, oh, Michelle, it is. What's going to happen? Then Donald Trump's going to make roadkill out of one of those black women. That's what would happen if they were to get the nomination, and they wouldn't. Everybody wants to believe the hype. Donald Trump, black people don't like Donald Trump. As I said earlier, we're launching a project that will bring more blacks let me put it a different way. We're launching a project that is going to wake up more blacks to the scam that is going on in politics so that they can vote their conscience, vote the real way they want. But it's not about that. It's about education and awareness. That's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to help people understand. And the black vote is not a foregone conclusion the way people think it is. Anyway, no great white hopes are coming, not in the form of Bloomberg. No great black hopes are waiting in the wings. Democrats rely right now on Warren, and the tests now begin for the new front runner, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was author of a bill this medical thing for all. He admitted the American middle class will pay higher taxes with his plan and her plan, but he argues that middle class families are going to save money overall because their health insurance costs would go down. But Warren dodges the question, debate after debate, interview after interview, and she did it again when she was asked about it in the debate. And in the spin room after the debate, CNN's anchors, their political pundits, tried to get an answer for her, and she wouldn't do it. Jake Tapper tried to help her craft an answer that would admit that the tax hike, you know, what was going to be a hike for the overall Americas, but would argue for lower overall costs. John King pointed out sympathetically that Warren ran the risk of being accused of being a liar. But she is a liar.
Okay. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, Democrats have gotten what they've wished for, which is Warren to be the front runner. I say they don't really want Warren to be the front runner. Joe Biden is roadkill. You can pick him up on the roadside of California or Scranton, PA, or wherever he's from. He's roadkill. I'm going to tell you something. Don't even think Warren is the preemptive that she's going to get it. They're going to start gunning for her, and that's exactly what's happened. And they're gunning for her over health care. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. She was asked over and over again, is your health care plan going to raise taxes on the middle class in America? And she refused to answer yes. She says, my commitment is I will not sign a bill into law that raises costs on the middle class families. Now, I want you to understand, this is on the heels of Obamacare. Obamacare, one of the biggest atrocities in American history. The Supreme Court should be ashamed of itself for forcing us to buy this nonsense health care insurance that doesn't insure anybody. It had more people afraid to go to the doctor than were willing to go. It killed, Obamacare killed more people than it helped, and Democrats know it. And not only did it do that, it raised the cost to such a degree that ordinary people who made decent money were afraid to use their insurance, and that is exactly what they wanted it to do. So insurance companies got rich, hospitals got rich, and the politicos who helped implement it, they got rich. But you know who got screwed? You and me. And people remember that. Don't think for one second that people don't know the real outcomes of Obamacare. They can no longer sell you on the idea that, oh my gosh, look at all the great people that are benefiting from Obamacare. Look at all the little babies. Look at this, that, and the other. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has a heart attack. Did he use Obamacare? Nope. Does Hillary Clinton and all her well baby care after her thing with the Grim Reaper back in 2016? No. Do any of those clowns that want you to have Obamacare use it? The answer is no. Joe Biden, Mr. I'm going to give you my clean bill of health, whatever. It ain't going to be from an Obamacare doctor. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats continue to overestimate how much Americans care about health care. Consider the number of times you've personally been to the hospital. For me, it is less than 5 times in my lifetime, outside of my birth, a hernia operation in 1977, a finger trauma. I was trying to crank the four-wheeler, you know, with one of those, you pull the lever like on the engine, like a lawnmower, and my finger got stuck under a little thing, and I ripped it and just exploded open. And you know it was bad because poor black people don't take you to the emergency room, but my grandparents took me. And I don't know what it cost, but I know they weren't happy. Then I had a colonoscopy. Well, that was not in order. I had a stress test to see, you know, just how my general health was at the age of 40. Then I had a colonoscopy. And I honestly can't even remember the 5th time because I'm not counting my birth, okay? Or I'm talking about for me to be in the hospital for a procedure. So in the decades that I've been alive, I've been in a hospital 4 times that I can actually remember. And it was relatively minor. If you add it all up, maybe I've spent $20,000 in the hospital, maybe. And these guys act like healthcare is on everybody's mind. Look, as I've gotten older, things have gotten creakier. I need to go get more things checked out. But it isn't like I'm going to be out there every day checking the mail, you know, going to the hospital like I'm checking the mail. You generally are going to have good health until you're well into your 50s, if you live right. And then into your 60s, you can start getting procedures. And unless you're a member of the Congressional Black Circus, where you have been beating up on people for so long that you you look 86, but you die in your 60s, most people, 70 is the new 50. I got a friend, y'all think I'm lying, but it's a fact. He is 76 years old, skis double and triple black diamonds. He ripped his quad about 6 months ago on the ski slopes. He called me up, Kevin, rip a quad, man, going down double black diamond. And I went, get out of here. He goes, no, man, damn, they did splits and blah, blah, blah. And he's telling me about it. I said, oh, dude, you know, he said, yeah, I'm going to be out of commission for a little while. I'm not lying. Within a month, he called me saying, I'm back on the slopes. This dude has been the cocoon. You remember the movie Cocoon where all them old people went and got young again? All them old white people? Yeah, well, they ain't telling us black people where it is, Elijah, are they? But I'm telling you, Mike skis double black diamonds, and he is 76. He'll be 77 years old. I was just with a friend of mine, 82 years old. This dude looks like he's in his 50s. And he always jokes with me. He will all, you know, when somebody knows they're healthy, when they always tell you their age. Is it? Or Kevin, you know, I'm 82 years old. Blah 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 blah. I'm not. You know, my health is up. And I'm like, shut up. 82 years old. You act like you're 50. 50 year old girlfriend. The whole deal. So, you know, it's a whole different world out there. But people, oh, you're gonna die, die, die. Being 60 now, you just go do it. Look, if you're 30 years old going to the doctor, you're getting well baby care. They're just checking your temperature rectally, right, and seeing if you're okay. Democrats have overestimated this. Most of us don't go to the, you're going to go to make sure you're okay. The same guy I was talking about that was doing the mountain thing, he was going to be at an event. We were all going to an event, and he had an issue at the airport where he blacked out or did something. And he told me the other day, he goes, I'm going in to get an MRI done to see what the deal is with there, because he thinks he may have a little blockage somewhere. But don't be surprised, the dude's out in 2 days and he's good to go. Because the healthcare system has gotten better. And if you're doing it right and living right and not putting junk in your body, you're probably going to live a long time. Anyway, it is an issue for the old. But Obama jacked up these plans. And, you know, there are a lot of things that influence it. Healthcare was not on my brain until Obamacare. My job, income, the economy, retirement. These were things that were the front runner of my psyche. These are the things that I concentrated on all the time. But yeah, they want you to believe that America is hot for this. And they're not. And so people are going to go after Warren. Biden, I saw a headline that said, Biden yells at Warren during the debate. Then another one was, Biden defends son during the debate. I talked earlier about how Joe Biden split his pants. But now he gets to turn his ire on Elizabeth Warren. So he was yelling at her during the debate. I didn't watch it. I didn't really care for it. Didn't care at all. This is all born of the debate, by the way, because I know there's some people joining the program going, how's Kevin segueing from healthcare into the debate? I was talking about the debate, the outcome of the debate. Joe Biden is kaput. Now, Elizabeth Warren's a new front runner, but does she really want to be there? Do the Democrats really want her? The answer is no. You want to know who the Democrats believe won the debate? Shocking. Tulsi Gabbard. I'm going to give you some numbers. 39% of the people said Tulsi Gabbard won. 20% said Yang won. 8%, almost 9%, said Buttigieg won. Warren, 7%. Klobuchar, 6%. Biden, just under 6%. Sanders, just under 4%. The new front runner for the Democratic Party's nomination to defeat Donald Trump got 7% of the vote in terms of did she win the debate. 7%. The former number one candidate scored just 5%. That would be Joe Biden. The former number two candidate scored under 4%. That would be Bernie Sanders. So collectively, the number one, number two, and number three remain, the candidates that remain number one, number two, and number three, just order shifted, scored 16%. And Yang beat them by himself. Tulsi Gabbard destroyed them by herself. And you're not going to hear either one of those names. Yeah. These results, folks, reflect the feelings of Democrats for their front runners. Gabbard, 39% in a loaded field. But don't expect Democrats to put Gabbard on the forefront. Young, female, kind of exotic looking, a military veteran, doesn't deserve Democrats upsetting the apple cart, right? Because they've already got it locked in. Or do they? It's no longer Joe Biden. They claim it's Elizabeth Warren, but those numbers don't reflect it. And I know it's just who won the debate, but it's a bigger picture than that. You'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.